This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about how opioid addiction has been infiltrating American churches. A new report reveals that half of American pastors see drug addiction in their own congregations. So stay tuned and hear more. Do you want to unlock your purpose by connecting to God's Word in such a way that you feel the Holy Spirit guide your every step? As women, we can put the brakes on our spiritual journey because of our busy schedules. This is why Treasured Ministries helps women from all over the world learn how to cultivate a deeper connection with the Word of God, regardless of their schedule. Women need to feel the Holy Spirit lead them through every season on their faith journey, every day. Don't wait another day to unlock what God has for you. To learn more, go to tmin.live/home. That is tmin.live/home. Pastor Robbie Gallaty knows how awful it is to be addicted to drugs. After all, 20 years ago, he got hooked on prescription painkillers after a near-fatal car accident. That hook turned into a full-blown addiction, and he even stole $15,000 from his own parents to fuel his need for medication. But now, after a radical conversion, Gallaty is a pastor of Long Hollow Baptist Church in Hendersonville, Tennessee. While most pastors don't have firsthand knowledge of what it's like to deal with opioid addiction, a new Lifeway survey shows that most pastors at least minister to people who do. 2/3 of pastors say a family member of someone in their congregation has personally been affected by opioid abuse. And half of pastors say someone directly in their church is dealing with an opioid addiction. In fact, only 23% of pastors said they didn't know anyone personally affected by it. Gallaty says this: "The drug epidemic has infiltrated our churches and neighborhoods. It is not localized to a particular region or socioeconomic class. Addiction is no respecter of persons." End quote. Gallaty went on to say that most pastors feel at a loss regarding the personal struggles of opioid addiction, and many don't have a plan to help those wrestling with it. But thankfully, according to the Lifeway research study, most churches are trying to do something about this ministry need. Around 82% of pastors say their church currently serves people with opioid addiction by offering spiritual support, including prayer and discipleship. To learn more about how Jesus can overcome drug addiction in people's lives, check out our Charisma News podcast series called Addicted. You'll hear testimonies from ex-drug addicts and loved ones who watched in awe as the Holy Spirit intervened in impossible situations. Tune in next time. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.